That cheerful voice on the line, that would be Annie Dugan. It is time for Where's Art with Annie Dugan, and I'm guessing it's kind of everywhere like it usually is. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. It absolutely is, and it starts off tonight at Zeitgeist. Sue Rauschenfeld has a opening from 5 to 7 in the Zeitgeist Atrium. Sue is a watercolor artist right here in Duluth, and it's her work for this show is has a lot of elements of collage. Sue loves, and especially in these works, there's fabulous color. So I think it's always nice to see a show with color this time of year. So brave the blowing snow to see Sue Rauschenfeld tonight at Zeitgeist. And then Thursday, there's two big solo shows opening up at the Duluth Art Institute. The first is Shauna Gilmore. Shauna is a painter here in town, and the show is called Land of Wonder. It's her first solo show in Duluth. And it is like, so again, it's going to another place. It's kind of getting out of our life here in Duluth and heading up to the stars and the cosmos. With there's bears, there's children, there's butterflies, there's black holes. She has a really sort of all these, you know, fairy tale influences, fantastical influences. She definitely goes to different places. Her husband and family were dropping off the work, and her folks were saying that, you know, when she was a kid, she used to spend hours telling them her dreams in the morning, and you can tell that that's a big influence when you see her work. She said, you know, I always dreamed in these amazing colors. And so Land of Wonder is definitely worth seeing Thursday, 5 to 7 at the Duluth Art Institute. And then diametrically opposed is Ken Bloom. Ken Bloom, who we all know and love as the fabulous director of the Tweed Museum of Art, is showing off his photography. Ken, a lot of people don't realize that he is a very accomplished photographer, and this is his first solo show in Duluth as a photographer. We've gone back through the archives. We're showing work that he did when he was a young man in Japan in the late 70s. You know, he went over there with $60 in a portfolio, you know, wanting to do a grand documentary of life in Japan. And this shows the 3 years he spent doing street photography. And when you walk through the show, you get that kind of excitement and that kind of, it's infectious. Like there's something about, you work at a college, you know that there's something about this wide-eyed wonder at the world and at different cultures and people and how they live and work. And that translates through the photography. You know, he was obsessed with all these different Japanese photographers, with the street photographers of the 50s. So you can see him sort of trying and experimenting in different ways, and then just having a real sensitive eye of his own. So that's going to be a very exciting show, 5 to 7 Thursday. And then Friday, Robert DeWitt Adams is having an exhibit at the Red Herring. He's calling it Insight, Twin Ports Labor History. Robert has a wonderful combination of really, he's an intellectual artist, but he also has a lot of fun. He has a great sense of humor in his work, and he has an amazing skill as a painter. And this exhibit was inspired by a book that a professor at UWS wrote. It's a Dick Huddleston book, By the Ore Docks. Very much about the labor history in Duluth. And Robert Adams is a union member himself, and he is creating paintings, collages, digital prints of the industrial architecture in our area. And I think it's such a timely show. You know, the Supreme Court doing some pretty important work on labor organizing. Coming up this year, they just heard a case, and a decision will be made in June. So that's sort of the backdrop to what Robert is doing. And he's, through these paintings, collages, you know, he's interpreting these, the history, the architecture. You know, we all see it in different ways, and we all come at it in different ways. And I think that that's what he's doing with this interesting mix of collage and digital prints and paintings. So definitely that's one that is worth a view at Red Herring. The opening is 5 to 8 on Friday. And then I also want to mention for everybody out there, you know, this is, again, time inside. Get your applications ready for the Park Point Art Fair. They are accepting applications now, and that is, you know, when people name their favorite event and festival in Duluth, oftentimes the Park Point Art Fair gets to be named as their absolute favorite. So all of you artists out there, don't miss this opportunity to be a part of that.
So be there or be square is what you're saying.
Exactly.
All right. Yep. Sounds like a plan. Annie, wonderful stuff coming up as usual. Thanks so much for joining us. And we'll talk again in a week.
All right. Take care.
Annie Dugan this morning, the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art here on Northland Morning.